Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing as directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
All right. Okay, you ready, pal?
Okay,
I don't know if you're ready for this one, bro.
Tell me. I'm actually excited.
Okay.
Let me know.
How should I pull this in? Because this is like, this is some real shit, bro.
What
this
is
some
it,
real
bro?
Shit,
fam. I thought the first thing you were going to tell me was Shang-Chi.
Nah.
Yo, Shang-Chi theory.
Nah, fam.
What is it?
So.
Okay.
Ready?
Let me know.
Okay, ready?
Okay, go.
All right, yo. So I told you this already. I don't know if you remember. Drake mentioned or he referenced our theory on CLB, fam.
How? Let me know.
You don't remember?
No.
Bro. Okay, so listen. So remember way back, I did the episode with Charon. We talked about how Drake is using Michael Jackson's old music.
Oh, yeah.
So he bought all of Michael Jackson's unreleased tracks, and then he's using melodies from that for his own music, right?
Yeah.
So take this in. We said that way back in fucking February of last year, right? CLB drops. Right? On the track in CLB, You Only Live Twice,
what?
Drake said the line, "I don't know if you know, but I'm actually Michael Jackson. The man in the mirror is actually making platinum."
What?
Yeah.
No, that was a lyric?
He said that. So, "I'm actually Michael Jackson." He said that exact line, fam.
What?
Yo, so take this in. I told this to my cousin, right?
Yeah.
And I thought I was just tripping, like, nah, because yo, low key... what else is he referring to then?
Yeah.
He's referencing our theory, fam. Oh. He's referencing our theory.
Yeah, like he got exposed and then he's like, might as well come out.
Yeah. No, because that's the thing, right? Because look. He's very, very aware of like Toronto media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows what's going on with Debbie.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on with Six Buzz and
K Showtime.
He co-signed K Showtime. Yeah. Feel me? So it wouldn't. Damn. I think all of our TikTok clips mentioning Drake combined, we have like over 30 million views.
Yeah. Facts.
So 100% somebody from OVO team seen our shit.
Yeah, I know. The Drake and Kanye one, I think on our Shorts channel is like 15 mil.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So low key, he referenced the theory I said,
Let's
bro.
Go.
And we made on CLB, fam.
Nah, Loki, I'm cheese because that wasn't my episode. That was Charon's
episode. It was Charon. Yeah. But what's joking is, Charon's the biggest Drake fan.
Yeah.
Charon's the biggest Drake fan. And we were scared at one point because we're like, yo, Loki, should we even be saying this?
Bro, before that theory came out, we had a whole convo at night. We're like, yo, I don't think we can release this.
Yeah.
Or Drake's goons are going to catch up to
That's
us.
That's what they're saying, right? But like, obviously, this is all just for fun, just for jokes and shit. We're not saying any of that shit is true. Like, who knows, you know? Only Drake knows. So, Drake, yo, let us know, fam.
I know, fam. Bring us to the crib one time, man. Like, we needed for the CLB listening party. Why were we there, fam?
Yeah. But let us know. Only Drake knows the truth. So,
we'll
find out. Okay, yo. So, what do you think? CLB or Donda?
Man, low-key, I've been rock. You know I rock with Donda more.
Yeah. But here, yo. Because when CLB first dropped, I'm like, right away, I'm like, okay, CLB's better.
Yeah.
Right away. But fam, I don't know what it is. Like, the next 3 days, I went back to Donda again. I don't know.
No, because I think artistically, I think Luke said it the best. Artistically, Donda was way better than CLB.
Because
CLB, I knew CLB was going to sound like it's a great album.
Because they're both fired.
Yeah,
they're both fired. CLB is fucking fire. Yeah, but it's like the same, right?
Yeah. But I'm saying that like Kanye did this gospel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen before.
Yeah.
My mom likes the album.
That's the thing. That's the thing, right?
So I'm like, yo, if my parents like the album, then that's already a W for Kanye.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Because it feels almost as if it already got played.
Yeah.
Like, I heard these tracks before. The snippets, it's weird. The snippets, weird. Yeah. I think because of the leaks or exactly. whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But fam, so do you remember when Kanye sent the mass text to that group chat? And which he one? Added, like, Drake. He added, like, all these people in the group chat.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah. It was a big post on it, fam. It was on Complex, too. Like,
oh, shoot.
Kanye had a group chat, and he said, I've been bullied by all you lame-ass jocks.
Oh, I seen that. Yep, yeah, I seen that.
My whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, you guys will never recover.
Yeah.
So take this in, bro. So I have a theory.
Oh, shit.
That the reason that Donda has such an impact on us, or the reason we're feeling about that the album release, because look, Drake's album came out and it felt old after like a couple days, which is weird to me because
I'm not gonna lie,
like at heart we're true Drake, you know what I mean? We're so, Drake fans at heart, fam. Like anything Drake drops, we love to
support.
Exactly. But it's so weird that the album, it didn't hit the same. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So this is my theory, is Kanye, he might have used binaural beats. You know what those are?
No. What are those?
So binaural beats are actually these, it's these frequencies you can use in music to where it can influence you to like certain things.
Oh, okay.
You heard about this before, right? Yeah. You heard about this before. Yeah. Where, and you see it all the time where shit, you're going to get a taste of it and then you're going to get a thirst for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you want it more.
So I think that's what Kanye does already, even in past projects,
a lot.
Where he tries to change the market and then make everybody's influence towards his content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe the reason he said, you guys will never recover, because look at that choice of word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You guys will never recover.
You guys will never recover. That's a very interesting
fighting words, man.
That's a really interesting like word choice, feel me? So what if you use those type of binaural beats to change our taste? And then from now on, we're gonna be wanting a similar sound or a different sound.
You know how that just combated Drake? Because Drake has the Michael Jackson flows.
Yeah.
So Kanye is like, no, we do that shit now, binaural beats.
Oh, it's yo.
Like, now I'm gonna switch that so you don't like that shit no more.
Yo, that's so true.
Yeah, it's like you have the money for that, but I have the money for this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Anything Michael Jackson made, it's a banger. It's a banger. And Drake, anything Drake drops, he doesn't fucking miss. That shit's a banger every single time.
Fact.
Right? So I think the only way you can beat him is to play with the mind.
Yeah.
And then maybe that's what Kanye did.
I know. But I felt like Donda was more relatable. I feel like, I know, not relatable, but he put more time and effort into it.
You think so?
Like the rollout, because it was for his mom.
Yeah, you're right.
So like it had to be special.
Mm-hmm.
But then I swear Drake's was just like simp toxic music.
Yo, it is, fam. That's what I'm saying.
Like I knew it was going to be like from the album cover.
Yeah.
I already knew it was going to be like some toxic shit.
That's Drake.
Yeah.
The whole project CLB, fam.
Yeah.
It had the best freaking Instagram captions, but it's the most toxic shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like Loki is some toxic.
And I hate how mans are saying like, yo, just like Drake's about to sell 700K in 1 week. Mm. That means it's better. No, that doesn't mean it's better. Do you believe that?
So that's the thing, right? That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're looking at numbers, if you're looking at that sales, that type of aspect, then Drake 100%, bro.
He's making music for the masses.
Exactly. He has that on lock. He's king.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what Kanye did, he literally took a different type of food and said, here, try it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was still successful.
So That's what's crazy. What's crazy.
The body of art that Kanye just made, I think is going to be a classic. That's definitely a classic album.
Low key.
Yeah.
Because right when I heard it, it made me feel like it's all movie tracks.
Yeah.
You get what I mean, though? It's like it's all tracks that you could have used in a movie.
What's the, he's done miracles.
All that shit could be in like a freaking cinematic scene, fam.
Yeah.
But you can't say that for, too sexy for, but it's fire.
Yeah.
That shit is fire, but it's not the same, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're not gonna be bumping fucking Kanye in the club.
Yeah.
We're not bumping Kanye in the club like that.
Can you? You can do Off the Grid out in the club, but that's it. That's mostly it.
Nah, that's it. We're not bumping Kanye in the club like that.
But what from Drake can you bump? I mean, TSU.
Almost the whole shit, bro.
Word?
Yeah?
Nah, I swear that's like bedroom music. That's like on your ones, your sad music.
Nah.
Word? Maybe I have to listen to it again.
Nah, because he had those club vibes. He even had that track which like a little bit more it sounded kind of like a controller or One Dance.
Word?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? The one with, I forgot the name of the song. But there's a track on there that sounds kind of like that, like a little bit Caribbean flow too.
Word, I didn't know that one.
Bro, I'm telling you, because that's why Drake's so good.
Yeah.
Because he has a grasp of exactly what we want.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what we want.
Fact.
But that's the thing, right? Like, let's say you have a grasp of what everybody wants and you're selling it and you're selling it, and it's so good.
Yeah.
How do you decipher on when to change?
I feel like if that sells, I'm gonna just keep putting it on.
Mm.
I think that's why Drake hasn't released any like gospel shit yet.
When? Because Drake hasn't really changed. Actually, no. Drake does change his sound though.
Does, but... I mean, he can adapt to music, but like if that's what's popping at the time, like if UK drill, I feel like, he could make a UK drill track.
Yeah, because he's versatile. Yeah, that's the thing. He's so versatile where he has his voice, fam. Mm-hmm. It can work on any type of genre.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the thing is where, how do you know when to switch it?
Yeah.
Because we all love it already. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think CLB was a perfect time because in this generation of love, mm-hmm. it's so toxic. Right?
Yeah.
And if he wants to get the teenagers on his side, that's the best album he could have dropped.
Word.
You feel me? Because right now, us teens, we're the future.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So we're rocking with him all the time now because he relates to us. We're toxic. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know?
God damn, that's so true.
So that's how he adapted, I feel like.
Mm.
But I'm still a certified Donda boy. You feel me?
Certified Donda boy. Because like you were saying, Donda is kind of like that indoor music too.
Yeah.
So what if Kanye knows something we don't?
Yeah.
And he knows that we're going to be inside for the rest of the fucking year.
Yeah. You know what would have been the craziest thing?
Yeah.
If they had this beef and then they didn't drop any of the albums, they just one track, Drake featuring Kanye or Kanye featuring Drake.
Oh,
that would have been the craziest plot twist.
That would have been crazy. But I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think they're really beefing, right?
Yeah, facts.
They're really beefing.
Yeah, Kanye leaked the address.
Yeah, yo.
But that's what do you call this? If you're a foreigner, you go to Drake's house to see it.
Yeah, no, that's fact. Deadass. Drake's house is literally like a Toronto landmark.
Fam, it's a landmark.
Deadass. Like, it's like seeing the CN Tower, fam. Yeah, yeah. Like, everybody knows where Drake lives.
I know. I don't know why.
I don't know why Kanye did that shit, bro. That's the thing, because if you really want to get to somebody and really want to diss them, fam, do your research first. How are you going to do that shit?
But the intention was there. Like, if you drop a person's house, if you ever drop my address, fam, like, we're actually scrapping. I actually might have to kill you.
Yeah, no, because in other circumstances, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's in your other family, circumstances. Like, your family is there too, not just you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in danger too.
Do you think that we're gonna I don't want to say that, but like, because in a lot of the Drake songs, mm-hmm. I think he mentioned like Kanye put a hit on him.
Word?
He said that somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either, bro. Because both of them, they're both very powerful.
Yeah,
I mean, they have access to these things. It's not like that's not new to them.
I'm actually wondering like if any of Drake's partners seen our shit. Like, I'm actually like, because no one's reached out to us from OVO. Like, you feel me? No one sent any care packages. Like, yo, you guys are sick. Like, I'm actually still like...
No, because look, maybe we said some shit they didn't like.
Yeah, man.
But that's the thing, because like, look. I'm never one... I'll look at it both ways.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking... Just because I'm Toronto, I'm going to dick ride. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's not it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here to like be the voice of
have
youth,
an opinion.
Have a good opinion. Yeah. And still be able to listen to both sides, right? Yeah. And that's really like... That's what we need is the fucking... The middle ground where we can talk about those things and not... No, I can't listen to you. I can't listen to you. You know what I mean?
Because if you had two Drake lovers here, it wouldn't be like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to hear both sides.
Exactly. But yeah. No, because I was just going to say, there was like the theory... You know the Donda? Donda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there was two theories that got debunked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one was like, it said it 58 times because that's when Donda, like his mom, died. Right, but that one was debunked because Donda was said 60 times.
Word,
right?
Yeah.
And there was another one. Have you heard that Donda chant was like a heartbeat of his mom?
Oh yeah, I heard that. That's so crazy.
And then like it got faster, and then it died down.
Yeah.
And then at the Kanye show, there was a dove.
Damn.
But that one was like broken too. Like that's debunked.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
Damn, that would have been deep as fuck.
Yeah,
the
real meaning of the Donda chant was it's like a meditation. Like it's supposed to like a chant that you say over and over again that you're like. Oh, Serenity.
Word.
Right? It was Selena Johansson, right? That chanted it, right?
Yeah.
And how the song came about with, she said it in different tones. That's how I was like, Donda, Donda, Donda.
Word,
right?
Yeah.
And then like Kanye, they were trying to see which one sounded the best, but Kanye just threw it into that like all together.
Oh.
And that's how it came about.
I really thought it was that heartbeat thing.
Same.
I really thought it was that heartbeat. Yeah, that thing would have been deep as fuck though.
But I think that's low-key like, disrespectful.
You think so?
Yeah, that people came up with that theory about the heartbeat because like...
Yeah, because it has to be from Kanye himself.
Yeah, from Kanye himself.
He had to be the one that said it
exactly.
himself.
Exactly. You can't say like that's the mom's heartbeat when she died. Like that's kind of crazy.
I know, yeah. Like, but yo, that's why a lot of people are saying like, shit, what if Kanye's freaking hypnotizing all of them, fam?
Yeah.
Going back to my theory, bro. What is freaking hypnotizing all of them so that they change the way of music in their head?
Maybe that...
They change their taste.
Yeah, because the Donda chant was the first, so it's meant for you to get in like a relaxed state.
Yeah.
And then the binaural beats, bah,
boom. Oh, yo! yo,
to let down your guard, and then they hit you.
Cause fam, like dead ass, I've been looking a lot into this, right?
Yeah.
I've been looking a lot into hypnotism, and okay. That shit is real.
Yeah.
Hypnotism is real. So if hypnotism is real, mm-hmm. they're definitely using it in some way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if we don't notice, mm-hmm. they're using that shit.
I know.
That shit in music, bro? Come on, man.
It's actually scary, fam. Right? Right? Like the tarot card readings too. It's scary because I don't know if that's hypnotism. If a person tells me you're going to have good luck, maybe that's hypnotism for me to believe that's true. Mm-hmm. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe because it is going back to placebos, going into those mind games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all is with the subconscious,
yeah.
right? It all has to do with the subconscious. And the subconscious is so powerful to where it can change your body chemistry. It can change your way of life.
Okay.
Just through things that you've learned, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So that's it wouldn't be too crazy to think they put stuff in the songs
yeah.
or they put stuff just even in the background of the songs mm-hmm. to kind of influence us to go into a certain direction.
It's crazy, yeah.
Because maybe that's why life is what it is right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because of the music we've listened to. Because mm-hmm. looking... You know, like the Rockefellers yeah, and all like the Illuminati and shit. Mm-hmm. Let's say they had an agenda and they wanted us to live a certain lifestyle, mm-hmm. maybe and with materialism, keep buying stuff. So the economy keeps going. Mm-hmm. What if that's the shit they're hypnotizing on?
So you think Donda is like the new generation of music? Like is going to be that now? I think he changed it.
Because listen, right? What has he been preaching? He has been preaching like Jesus, yeah. God, spiritualism, right? Mm-hmm. And that... Have you seen that before?
No, I haven't.
No, we haven't seen that before.
Exactly.
That's a completely new, different sound.
That's why Donda, that fact alone, I put Donda in front of CLB.
Because it's something that it's almost as if he's saying, fuck all that shit before.
Yeah.
This is going to be the new age. Mm-hmm. Yo. And what if it is, bro? What if it is? Because shit, he has a lot of power and he has a lot of influence to change music.
Maybe this was just one of his agendas to run for president.
That
now he's convincing us.
Yo. Yo, what the fuck?
No, Loki, I think he might run for president and he might get it just because of that.
Just because of that?
Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
Because we are the future, fam.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because all of the young Kanye fans, like, we're Asia voting.
Yeah,
feel me?
I know, yeah.
Because look at Jagmeet Singh for Toronto. Uh-huh. I mean, for Canada.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's marketing on TikTok, yeah. trying to get his face out there.
I see.
So the younger generation remembers him. Mm-hmm. So when it comes time for them to vote.
Even though we have no clue of what's going on, we'll pick
it's
him.
It's a recognizable face.
We'll pick
you know
him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yo, that's a really good theory.
I know.
Kanye's doing all this shit, so you remember him. When it's time to vote, bro.
Oh my God. We actually, if we predict that, I need a million followers. I need a fucking million followers.
Yo, and freaking, because remember the theory I said before about the K West and the David Bowie shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
yo,
you're right.
He's running for president.
Oh, you're right.
Yo, it all ties up, fam.
Oh, nah. We just predicted the whole
thing. It all ties up, bro. Nah, Drake just got to run for prime minister now.
A lie? That's all he needs.
That's the only way.
Facts. Oh, my God.
Yo, but Manny Pacquiao.
What happened?
He's running for president.
Philippines. Oh, I swear he already got it.
Wait, what? No, he didn't.
I thought
no,
he was
a senator. He's a senator. Chill. Okay. Relax. He's a senator.
Duterte, that's the president right now, right?
Yeah.
People love that guy, though.
Yeah, he's the president. He's the president. But Manny Pacquiao's running for presidency.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think he's going to win?
Low-key, yeah, because we all grew up. Oh, no. Low-key, because the kids in the Philippines all grew up looking up to
Everybody
Manny.
Everybody looked up to Manny, bro. Yeah. He's literally the hero of the Philippines.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because, does he know anything about government stuff though?
I mean, he's done a lot for the Philippines though.
Yeah.
Charity wise, building schools, mm-hmm. everything. I think he put over $30 million into the Philippines already.
But now the president run thing is just like high school. It's like a popularity contest.
You think?
Yeah. Cause fam, if Kanye's like that cool kid in high school, we're going to vote for him.
That's so true. Right.
But he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, but we're still going to vote for him because he's cool.
No, that's facts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But here's the thing, right? Because where does it differentiate from high school to real life? We're still the same people. You know what I mean? Low key. Look. It's still a popularity contest at the end of the day. It still is, honestly.
Yeah.
Just depends on how you present it. It's just presented in a more formal way.
Formal way.
Get what I mean? Like, realistically, bro, it's the same shit.
What do you mean, though? Like, I'm trying to...
Look. An election, right? An election.
Okay.
Is that not a popularity contest? It is.
Yeah, it is.
It still is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they're just playing with other tactics mm-hmm. that we haven't seen before.
Yeah. No, but I just don't want it to get to the fact where it's like, oh, Uzi can run for president because he's so popular, right?
No, but he's got to have that. He still has to have a vision. You know what I mean? At least Kanye's a visionary.
Yeah.
Right? At least.
Might not be a good vision.
Who knows, bro? Who knows, fam?
But fuck, fam. Might as well.
No, but what's dope, Manny Pacquiao. Because, mm-hmm. Manny Pacquiao came from the dust, bro.
Yeah, he actually did. You seen this documentary?
Yeah. He literally came from the dirt, bro. Yeah, like the literal dirt.
I cried, fam. Like, yeah. The whole movie.
Because if you think about that whole story... And then it builds up to him becoming the president of the Philippines.
That's like,
you know how freaking powerful that message is to everybody in the world?
I know.
Right? I think just because of that message alone mm-hmm. really makes me want him to win. You know what I mean? And would make the nation of the Philippines want him to win too.
Facts.
But it also depends on like how good of a president he would be too. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And as a Filipino, you feel proud of that shit.
Yeah.
Like in the documentary, did you see like before his fight or after he won his championship, I think, like his friend died. I think there was his best friend died. I think
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if I got that correct. But that oh my god, fam! Like mm-hmm. imagine being so up and then you're back down to ground zero.
Yeah,
and then you have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
But it's such a good story because like I'm not saying anybody else's story isn't as great.
Yeah,
but just his story coming from nothing and then becoming that mm-hmm. is so powerful. It's just so inspirational, and I feel like in this time, like we kind of need that. You know what I mean? Everybody needs that shit. Yo, you know what that reminds me of, man?
What?
Have you ever watched Slumdog Millionaire?
No, I haven't. Why?
Yo, that's the movie. It's similar to that story. Where he's from the slums and he makes his way up. And through all of his experiences he's learned,
yeah,
he finds a way to win. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
What?
Yeah.
Fam, where can I watch this though?
Yo, so I watch it on Netflix,
yeah,
but I can't access it with the Canadian Netflix. I actually use NordVPN to change my country. So I change it to the Argentinian Netflix,
yeah,
and I can access Slumdog Millionaire.
You can watch it now?
Yeah.
Okay, bet. As soon as I get home, switch to the Argentinian one.
Yeah, bro, just use NordVPN, fam.
But yeah, fam, the VPN I have right now, slow as hell, fam.
Yeah, it's not working for you, huh?
It's not.
That's why NordVPN's the best, bro. NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world.
Word?
Deadass.
Okay, you put me on.
Yeah, bro. Since NordVPN is so fast, you don't have to sacrifice your internet speed for better security.
Okay.
So your internet traffic is routed through a secure encrypted tunnel, which protects your data and privacy.
Oh, word. So I can use it outside, like in public?
Yeah. So anytime you're using public Wi-Fi or you're out traveling, mm-hmm. you can use NordVPN to protect yourself. Yeah.
So my other VPN, it only connects to one device. Is it like multiple?
So NordVPN allows you to connect with 6 devices.
Oh, shit. 6?
Perfect, right?
My whole family's about
That's
to be
what
on
I'm
NordVPN.
Saying.
Go to NordVPN.com. And use the code JUMPERS to get a 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount.
So that's NordVPN/JUMPERS or use code JUMPERS to get a 2-year plan with a bonus gift and a huge discount.
And the link will be down in the description below. Make sure to click it.
Autumn is in the air, pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming. Yo, cuffing season's among us, bro. You ready?
Now that I have Manscaped, the new Manscaped stuff, I'm blessed.
Damn, you gotta make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming. and their fourth new generation package.
The fourth generation?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm set for cuffing season, fam.
So boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped. Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code JUMPERS.
So this fall, if you buy the whole performance bundle, you can get the Lawnmower 4.0, you can get the Weed Whacker for your nose, you can get the Crop Reviver and the Crop Preserver all in one bundle.
Yeah, bro. I've been using the Lawnmower 4.0 all summer, bro. And it's been working great.
Yeah?
It's actually been working great. Like, I haven't got any nicks. Mm-hmm. I've been getting nice and clean, nice and fresh.
It's durable, though, right?
It's mad durable, bro. Yeah. So take this in. What? It's got a 9,000 RPM motor, fam. Dog, this is like the Lamborghini of ball shaving technology, fam.
Facts, bro.
Listen to that. So yeah, bro, no nicks, no tugs, no nothing.
Yep.
Like, this got me, and I didn't have any problems with it.
Fam, that's my main concern from all the other razors I use.
Yeah.
Nicks everywhere. Mm. This one, no nicks.
This one's
nicks.
Perfect, you're blessed, bro. For the this fall. One's the one.
So you also get the Crop Reviver, like I said before, and this gives your balls a boost of energy whenever you need it. And you also get the Crop Preserver, which keeps, it's like the deodorant for your balls, and it keeps everything mad fresh.
So yeah, remember, you get 20% off plus free shipping with code JUMPERS at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off plus free shipping using code JUMPERS. The link will be down in the description below. Make sure to click it.
Everybody needs to be inspired by something like that. And especially for Filipinos, bro, like, who do we have, fam?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, not, I hate, like, boasting us and shit, but, like, I don't know any other Filipino I look up to except for you.
Word, chill. Yeah.
Or, like, because I'm not going to say me, because I was like, you're my partner, so, and you're doing big things, so I'm like, okay. That's the guy right there.
Damn, respect,
right
now. Bro, respect.
Right now. Have you seen you at the ball tournament? Everyone.
Yo, shout out everybody. I saw at the Mubuhay Cup, bro.
That's our demographic. Shout out the Filipinos.
Yeah, shout out everybody there.
You know, we poke fun at Filipinos a lot, but we fuck.
No, like, we poke fun because it's fun, but
yeah,
like,
it's fun.
It's because that's family.
Yeah, that's family. Family, you know? We can do that.
Yeah, that's family.
But yeah, fam, it's nice.
But yeah, bro, you know what I really want to do? We got to do the fucking meet and greets now.
I know. Now that... Okay, yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, COVID's over, but it's not over. But, like, a cool little meetup with, like, 100 people max.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're still right, though, because it's still iffy.
If we mention, like, a meet and greet in Toronto, mm-hmm. how many people you would think would come?
It depends, though.
Yeah. Because me and my... I don't think Toronto likes us that much.
I don't know. It depends. It depends. Because low-key... Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, Toronto as a whole. Because Canada's only 6%. We were looking at, like, our demographics and shit.
60.
It's 60% US, 9% Philippines.
Philippines, then.
And then 6% Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, everything else, like, Australia, fact. UK, whatever. Fact. So it's kind of crazy, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy that... Shit, we kind of we get recognized here and there in Canada. Mm-hmm. So imagine if we go to the States.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine we go to the Philippines. I feel like Philippines would be crazier than States and Canada.
Really? But does Philippines have a higher population though? I think it does. I think
does it?
I think so.
But I feel like because whenever there's buzz in the Philippines of like an artist coming, I said an artista. When an artista comes from abroad, people who don't even know you will line up.
Nah, I feel you. That's why Bella Porch is so big, bro. I'm telling you, that's why Bella Porch is so big.
Yeah, fam. And Bretman Rock?
Oh, yeah. Bretman Rock, yeah.
That's a good one, too. We always forget Bretman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's a goat.
I think he lives in Hawaii, too, eh?
Fam, did you see where he lives? Beautiful. When you wake up, just mountain.
Damn.
Yeah. Literally no one in sight, just mountains.
Yeah.
That's your dream,
That's where I want to live, bro. I want to live in Hawaii. Yeah. But that's, like, later on, like, when I settle down. You know what I mean? Okay, let me ask you something, bro.
Okay.
Would you want to rush into retirement?
Rush into retirement.
Or, like, would you want to get there fast? Yes or no?
No.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Cause think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, retirement at the same time is what? It's almost as if, like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, but it doesn't have to be, like, the end. Mm-hmm. It can still be, like, a sense of, like, chill. Like, I'm finally zen.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, rush. Right. You know what I mean?
But I feel like I'm doing that right now. Like, I don't need to rush nothing. Because I feel like...
What? Nah, bro.
Retirement to me is, okay, I've done all my shit. I can die now. Right?
That's retirement. Is it?
I don't like thinking about retirement because it's like, okay, I'm old and shit.
Word.
Yeah.
No, but because you don't have to retire old is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You don't have to retire old. That's the catch.
Because I feel like I'm always going to be like wanting to
maybe
do
you're
something.
Not working hard enough, fam.
No, because I'm always going to be doing something. Like, even when I'm old, I'll probably like still do, like want to do stuff.
I guess. But yo, maybe you're just not, you're not taking in like how much work you should be putting in then. Cause fam, for me, like it's almost as if like, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But I do catch myself where like, damn, maybe I need a break still.
You
maybe,
do need a break.
Maybe I need a break cause I've been going like gas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's so fun to me, and like I don't even sleep, fam. That's what's crazy.
Word?
I don't know, but what's crazy is I don't want to sleep.
See, that's bad. I've had convos with you, and it's like, me and you both, if sleep wasn't a thing, I don't think we would take sleep.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
if it was an option, like, for the day, it's like, would you rather have sleep or money? I would take money.
No, deadass, like, if I didn't have to sleep anymore, I wouldn't sleep anymore, which is crazy.
I know,
because me before, I would never said that shit in my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never said that shit, especially in high school. Mm-hmm. I love freaking rest. Yeah. But now, I got the taste of, like, this is what work can do. I mean, this is what where a grind can take you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to keep at that.
Doing that?
Because I know what the outcome could be.
It's addicting a lot.
It's addicting, right?
Yeah.
It's addicting.
I know.
So that's why I kind of question myself. Shit, do I want to rush toward retirement then?
Would you?
Yeah, that's why I always question myself. Because if retirement is still just like the freedom of I don't have to work like on deadline, and I just get to still create, I get to do whatever my goals are still in life, I don't have to do it at a certain deadline, then that shit's free. I mean, it's very freeing, very relaxing. Yeah, I would want to do that.
No, but I think retirement is like financial freedom to me. That's what it, what, that's what it
means. No, it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Financial freedom, but it doesn't have to be the end of like you. I mean, it doesn't have to be the end of like Gavin's journey.
Yeah.
Feel me? It's not the end of Gavin's journey. It's just like the point of where you can take a day off.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. It's like, maybe you can retire at 30 because you've already made so much money, right? Is that's retirement to you?
Yeah. But okay, see, look at PewDiePie. Would you say he's on retirement? Low key.
Oh shit. Is he?
Because bam, this guy, you know how rich he is?
Yeah, I know he is. And he doesn't, there's no deadline for him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I think for PewDiePie, he's made it to a point where it just feels like life to him now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's working, and it's not like it's hard for him to do either.
Yeah.
Because he's so used to it. It just becomes like, that's what I love to do. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Because look, have you seen his recent videos and streams? Like, he literally just does whatever games he wants to do. It's not like he's putting too much time into like a new idea.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, the grind is different for him.
Because I think he's quote unquote retired, but not retired. You know,
I think that's a good mindset to have then if you really want to retire early. Mm-hmm. So you work, and then at your 30s, you're done. You don't need no deadlines. Mm. You made this amount of money and you can just chill now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I think that grind also relates to me because what do you call this? Before I was working, remember I told you I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I made some money, because before I was making no money. So now some money feels like financial freedom to me.
Oh, okay, then, I get
you know,
that.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
When we get some type of like ads, you feel me? I feel great, right? And then that, I start to chill. And then I have fun.
Mm.
But now it's like, fuck, man, I really got to lock back in.
Because
like, I'm not on retirement. I'm still on clock. Mm-hmm. I'm still young.
I think that's where you find people. They try and like blow their money.
Yeah.
And then when they blow their money, that makes them more hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was Conor McGregor that said it. He said, when I win a fight, when he gets a big paycheck, I go straight to the tailor. I go straight and buy all the shit I want. So I'm hungry as fuck the next time.
Exactly.
Which is really true. Cause I do think about it like that too. Like if you have nothing, you're going to want more of it. It's like a starve for it.
Exactly.
But if you're comfortable where you are and then you're just holding on like, I got this. Exactly. I'm good. Then I think it becomes you start to get a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
You start to get like lost in the sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why it's good. Always good to have wake up calls. Cause I remember a friend was talking to me.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, fam, the momentum you have right now is like this. Mm-hmm. So why are you chilling? You feel me? You should be on go.
Yeah, because you felt like you were taking a backseat a bit.
I was taking a backseat, yeah.
Bro, you could honestly, I think Timothy Delgado, he said it himself.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was I forget who it was. He was talking to a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And he told him like, there's no breaks from YouTube. There's no breaks from this influencer life.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life is this now.
Yeah.
If you want to be this, that's it. Right?
Because you don't have a plan B.
I don't have a plan B. Yeah. That's why I'm fucking doing every single thing possible.
Yeah. And that's why it's like sometimes I have to realize that too. I have to remind myself because it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and me.
Yeah.
So if I slack, then you slack too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's my fault. You feel me? And
I don't but you gotta just make sure.
Exactly.
You
I'm make sure. On the same timing as you. You feel me?
That's why I'll make sure everybody on. That's why I press you, fam.
Yeah.
Because I press you better be on clock. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't have any other friends with that would do. I have like one more friend that would do that to me, like, you're the main guy.
Because, yo, honestly, no, there's nobody like that for me.
Oh, word.
That's what's crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody like that for me, but I do that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, fam, low key, it gets a little bit like, damn, who's in my corner?
Word.
But you just got to make sure, like, you have yourself. You know what I mean?
That's all you need.
But, fam, what sucks is, like, you got to be looking for it. Let's say, okay, let's say you go into, you get into a team mm-hmm. where you're the great, you're the leader, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're the Aiden Ross of SSB, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How do you build yourself up from people that are under you?
How do you build yourself up?
Like, if everybody else is under your level, how do you make yourself better? That's what's hard.
Yeah.
See, that's a question. I'm never saying like, oh, I'm better than That's not what I'm saying at all. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if you were at that level, mm-hmm. like, for example, Aiden Ross, how do you find yourself into a better position? Or how do you make you the bigger, the better? You know what I mean? Shit. How do you upgrade yourself? Because if you're getting everybody else up,
yeah.
how do you make yourself up? That's what I question myself.
Mm. Is that even possible if you're the Aiden Ross?
I don't know.
Because if you just stick around with people, like, I guess, under you, you're never going to become better.
See, that's the thing. I think what I really do mm-hmm. is... I get that from other content, not necessarily from person to person.
Okay, that makes sense. So, like, you look up to, like, okay, see what Joe Rogan's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's higher than you, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
That makes sense.
But which is still, like, there's definitely a better way to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's definitely a better way. That's how I'm looking into finding a mentor or something.
Oh, a mentor would be good too.
Because Loki, I never had that, bro. I never had a mentor, fam.
Mm-hmm. What would you? I feel like you would be ignorant toward your mentor, though.
Would I be?
Because you don't listen.
I do listen, though. No, I don't listen.
It's a good mix. Like, if he says something really smart, then you'll probably listen to it. But everything else, you'll probably ignore it.
Nah, you know what it is, though? Maybe it's because if it's somebody that I think has a lot more value,
then you'll respect it.
Maybe that's when I'm gonna be like, yeah. Let me get my pencil out.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
Right?
You've never had a mentor your entire life?
Never.
Word.
Well, maybe like in Muay Thai, like when I was training, my coaches and shit.
Yeah.
But those are my mentors.
Yeah, like a life mentor though.
A life mentor? Nah, bro.
Yeah. Because I've never had one too. I've only had, like, you know, the in my accounting program.
Yeah.
The co-op. I've had a mentor who showed me the ropes.
Oh yeah, you did the mentorship program. Yeah, good, bro. Yeah, that's good.
And I'm being a mentor for someone else today.
That's dope.
Yeah. And he knows jumpers too. It's kind of crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, fam, because that I think that's what one thing I need to work on is find people that can help me better myself. Because mm-hmm. instead of me trying to better everybody else, I still have to do that for myself too.
That's facts.
And that's where I get lost in it too.
But how are you gonna, is it through just genuine networking, or is it like you gotta search online?
Maybe both, to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe both. Because how do you find the best people?
It's from genuine meetings, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
Because, like, there was a man I met this summer, fam, and it felt like that guy was from my past life.
Word.
Yeah. And he pushes me we both push each other, so mm-hmm. it's a good relationship we have.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you do want to find the best in the world, like, how do you... Let's say your dream mentor is some celebrity.
Yeah.
Let's say your dream mentor is a fucking, like, Elon Musk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get to fucking Elon Musk? That's like...
Connect your way up to it.
Like, how, right?
Yeah.
Like, how? You're really going to have to strive and strive and strive, but shit, is it even possible at the same time?
Did you see the guy who went up to Logan Paul in the Jake Paul fight? And he was like, yo, bro, I quit my job. I'm here to network with you.
Word.
And he went viral because he started crying
because
he quit his job, all that, for Logan, to work for Logan.
Word.
And Logan was like, buddy, I'm not the one to give just anyone a job.
Yeah.
But you got to connect your way up to me. Mm. And if you're a good networker, you're going to find a way up to me.
Word.
And that's what he left off.
That's some real shit.
That's some real good advice.
That's some real shit, facts. Though.
That's some Gary V type.
Yeah, because no way you're gonna just take some random. Yo, it's just like, have you ever seen that video of Elon Musk and then this, like,
oh, the guy,
this brown guy with the glasses? Yo, that shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. So Elon Musk, he was doing this it's kind of like conference, right?
Yeah,
he's doing a conference taking questions,
mm-hmm.
and this guy came up and he's like, Elon, I've worked so hard to get to this position.
Yep.
I came here to tell you I'm a stage 3 genius like yourself.
I've done it all, you know.
Yeah, bro. And then Elon's like, and then he's like, I want to take a place on the council.
Yeah,
or some shit, bro.
I know.
And then Elon's like, bro, I'm not gonna do that for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
What's jokes though is all the comments are like, yo, that's how the supervillain starts.
Oh yeah. Fam, he was definitely crying after, dog.
Yeah.
If that was me and that's your hero,
yeah,
and he denied you of a job,
that's some real incredible shit.
Yeah. I feel like he's gonna start like the alien warfare.
Bro.
To combat Elon.
He's gonna make the Terminators, fam. Oh, bro, he's coming
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, fam. It's crazy. But yeah, that shit. But I'm not opposed to shooting your shot like that. Cause what if it goes right?
No, that's facts. That's facts.
What if he's like, yo, I'm a top tier genius, and then Elon's like, yo, come on my team.
Mm, no, that's facts. You feel me? Like you can't knock anybody on shooting their shot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you never know that shit might hit.
Exactly.
Like you're gonna miss if you don't aim at anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you always gotta be aiming at some shit and you're gonna hit that target eventually.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that same target. You can change the target anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, promo. But yeah, fam. Okay, yo, back to the tarot card reading because I have to tell this story.
Okay, go.
So I didn't know that you weren't supposed to tell like about your tarot card reading, but I only tell this part.
Mm-hmm.
So that the person that I did the tarot card reading for, they said this summer you're gonna only meet friends from your old past, right?
Word.
And I'm like, I didn't believe. Like I was literally in my chair, like, okay, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Right. And this whole summer, fam, I'm telling you, the kids that I knew from when I was four,
Word.
When we played basketball from, I was in. We were like linking up. Every single
day. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't believe that shit.
That's crazy. What the fuck? So she predicted it.
Yeah, she predicted it. And I'm like, bro, is this fate or is this like some other type of energy, bro?
See, when shit lines up like that, I always like, how?
Have you heard of the girl on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
So she was pregnant and she had a miscarriage,
right?
So she went to a like a psychic and the psychic told her, she was like, the universe is going to give you a pet so you can get through these tough times. Yeah. And when she went to the adoption center, bro, the pet that she now has was born on the same day she had the miscarriage.
Whoa. What the hell?
Fam.
That's crazy. What the hell?
And I'm like, is that, fam, fate to me is such a sick topic.
No, because fate does exist. Like,
yeah.
No matter what anybody tells me, I do believe in fate.
Yeah.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
'Cause fam, listen... Do you think the LA VidCon getting canceled was fate for us not
Maybe.
To go?
Who knows?
Because you had a dream about it, though.
No, deadass. I had a dream that that shit got canceled and we didn't go to LA. And what happened?
Yeah.
Canceled.
And you know, the whole time we were talking about these LA talks, you're like, yo, we're going to book our ticket.
Yeah.
I wasn't taking it serious. I knew something shit was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, see, in the back of my head, I was like that too. Maybe we manifested it into reality.
Into reality.
But who knows, bro? Who knows? Yeah. That's the thing, right? Because the brain is so powerful. And I truly believe you can look at every episode of Jumper's Jump. Yeah. I truly believe that whatever you put out into the universe or whatever you want to make of it will become true. And this shit will happen.
Fam, it's crazy.
And that shit plays out just like that.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to be careful, fam. That's why you got to be careful. You have to always think about the positive and you have to always strive for the very, very best.
Mm-hmm.
Even as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah. You might manifest it.
You might manifest it,
exactly.
Right? And even if you fall short, you're falling short high.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
You don't fall short low. You don't aim low and then fall short low. You aim for the fucking moon and then
might as well
drop nearby Saturn. You know what I mean?
It really is that. It really is that. It's like might as well shoot for the stars, fam.
Yeah.
Because then you might fall just a bit lower. You feel me?
That's what's so crazy is because like who really teaches us that? Like in school or even in freaking like television growing up, who really taught us that? I don't even know. I can't even put my finger on it.
Yeah, it's all a system, bro. It's like, what those days is like, what do you want to become? And then when you do a nurse, there's so many stories of teachers like, no, you're not gonna do that. You're gonna get lower than that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, what? Like, teachers are so important to a student, because I've had some really good teachers mm-hmm. that I still talk to this day and still motivate me to do, like, what I want to do.
Yeah.
But then there's those shit teachers that, like, oh, this is what you're going to have to do. You're not going to amount to shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. But you got to take that as, like, motivation. Because if you take it the wrong way, then, yeah, that's going to be the end of you, fam. Yeah. That's going to be the end of you. Yeah. And if that becomes the end of you, shit, maybe you didn't deserve it.
And you're still a kid, so you're believing all this.
Yeah, so you gotta like make sure that shit doesn't affect you.
Yeah, I know.
Which is hard, though. Which is hard. I understand that shit is very hard, because you really gotta build yourself for that.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then shit, you're just gonna be missing out on it.
Exactly.
I mean?
So that's why I think parents nowadays gotta be like, okay, yo, you're gonna do great things in life.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you wanna do, you can do.
Even as crazy as it is, cause, like, yo, I don't know why it's still such a taboo thing to be like, I wanna be a freaking actor. I wanna be like, you see how much money people are making from this shit? Mm-hmm. Why is it still like, no, that's only for certain people? Why don't you let them try?
Yeah.
You wanna go to NBA? Go try first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't try, then you'll never know. You'll never know.
Yeah. And then you're still young, so you can still go back to wherever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The plan B.
Okay, what was the first, like, job you ever wanted? Like, your first dream job?
Yeah, the NBA.
It was the NBA?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, I love ball. I played ball until I was, what, like 14, 15? And then I stopped, because I stopped growing. And there was so much... The likelihood of you getting in the NBA is like 0% chance.
Mm.
And I kept hearing that, and I quit.
Word.
Yeah, and pressure got to me.
Yeah, but it is, I feel like a lot of it too is genetics, though. I'm not gonna cap. A lot of it is genetics. But you can still look at Muggsy Bogues, fam.
Nah,
look at
Muggsy. Fam, I don't think so. Like, you have to be really, really good.
Nah, that's facts. Especially right now.
And then I went to software engineer. And my sister has the computer teacher that friend, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna blur that out. shout out the teacher.
Yeah, but he didn't want me to, like, he made me not like computers and shit.
You know what it was, though?
What?
It's not that the content was boring.
Yeah.
It's just we were all in that class.
so we
just fucked around in the class, bro. Honestly, the content was kind of interesting. I'm not gonna cap. Like, if I was in that class alone with just, like, the smart kids.
Yeah, I think I would zone
in. I would have liked that class. I'm not gonna cap.
Yeah, yeah. But there was,
I would have,
like,
done good.
It was like all the class clowns in one.
Yeah, no, it was not possible, man. Yeah, exactly. It's not possible we're gonna just have fun and shit.
Exactly.
Because they, in group work,
bro? Bro, oh my God. Oh my God.
You can't disperse us into group work like that and expect us to, like, actually do it if everybody else is in that class. If all our friends are in that class.
Yeah, I don't think we actually did work in that class.
No, I didn't, fam. I didn't. I just clutched the last assignment.
Yeah.
But yo, this is some advice for y'all.
Yeah.
If you slack off in class, just make sure you clutch the last assignment.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least clutch the ISU, whatever, exam, something.
The 30%, 40% mark.
Yeah. Like, if you slacked off that whole freaking semester, shit, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. But at least try to smash that final thing.
Bro, you came, like, legit, we did no work, but Carlos came in with, like, a speaker. Yo, this guy created a speaker. I don't know how the hell you did that.
Dog, I was getting, like, dead ass. I was getting, like, 60s in that class.
Yeah.
I came out, I built a Bluetooth speaker, fam.
I don't know how.
And that shit was sick. It was sick. And I got a 90 something on it.
And I think I actually locked into the class and I made, like, this bougie ass mouse. And I failed it. I failed the thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But you had a really good mark.
I had
anyway.
A really good mark already.
See, there's two ways you can go about it, fam.
You pick which one.
But Gavin's way is better, trust me. Gavin's way is better.
Yeah, so you don't have to be pressured.
Sometimes y'all aren't Kobe still. You can't clutch it, bro.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just like life advice too. If you can convert stress into pressure, I think that's the best.
Stress into... Oh, you mean like...
Oh, no.
Like motivation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like pressure into motivation.
Yeah, exactly. Because I heard, I think Agent said this, is like a mindset that's really good for you is that if you can really just say that you're not in control of your life, but for the things that you are in control of, you really dig down on those.
Yeah, it's like that prayer. This is a prayer I always say to myself is, please grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the wisdom to know the difference.
Word?
Right? So take that in, right?
Yeah.
The serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Yeah, that's it.
But the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah.
And my grade 6 teacher told us to pray this every single day after class, before we left. And yo, it's one of those, like, you say it and you don't take it in until you're in that position.
Yeah.
And yo, if you just go back and remember that thing you're drilling in your head, right? It actually holds true.
Yeah.
Because look, there's some things in life that you cannot change.
Yeah.
And you have to know which ones are worth changing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If it's something you cannot change, then bro, just accept it mm-hmm. and find something that you can.
Yeah. That's right. Fact. Expectations. That was the word.
Expectations.
No expectations. Mm. But like the shit that you can control, you can control.
But okay, here's the thing. Because I feel like at the same time, like expectations is a good thing. It is for a motivation. Good, yeah. It is a good thing.
You're right.
But it's a tough like
because what if you don't live up to those expectations and then that person bums out on themselves and then like they don't want to do anything.
Oh, anymore. You know what? Maybe what it is, what's better is to have those expectations, mm-hmm. but never let it make you feel sad if you don't.
Okay.
If you don't get them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can have expectations, mm-hmm. but just don't. You know what I mean? Don't let that
be your
bother
life.
You. Yeah. Don't let that bother you yeah. if you don't get there yet. Mm-hmm. Or even if you don't get it at all, don't let that bother you. Just next thing.
Yeah.
Right? Facts. Checklist. Bop.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Swap it out.
Yeah. There was this one job interview, and this will always resonate with me. Mm-hmm. Like there was one job interview that I got and I had the job, right?
Yeah.
And then for some reason they looked up my name and then like they mixed it up with someone else and that person did like credit card fraud.
Oh right? Shit.
So they didn't tell me why I lost the job until later, but Where? They fired me. Already, I didn't even start working.
Yeah.
Right. And I cried, fam. I cried because I was like, I finally have a job. I've never had a corporate job before.
Yeah.
Right. And my dad was like, fam, stop crying. Like, you can't cry. Stop crying over spilled milk.
Mm.
And I was like, no, that's facts. Cause like now I ended up on a job that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
And now out of all scenarios, I'm glad it turned out this way.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
No, that's for everything, bro. Like, I wouldn't want it. Okay. Yeah. If you had the choice in your life, right, mm-hmm. to go 5 years into the past or 5 years into the future. Or stay in your exact present. What would you do?
Oh, shit. Wait, if I go into the future, can I come back or no?
No.
I think I would stay here.
That's what I said too.
Yeah, I think I would stay here.
That's what I said, because it is like, shit, maybe I go 5 years in the past and then I invest in Bitcoin, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And
then my life's different.
But then I don't know if I'll be as happy.
Yeah.
Because what if what I left behind? Mm-hmm. See, look, let's say you go back into the past yeah. on some Back to the Future shit. Mm-hmm. And then you invest in Bitcoin, but you lose relationships with people mm-hmm. that you wouldn't have seen before. Like yeah. you don't know anymore.
Yeah.
And your life's on a whole different path. And like, nice. Shit, maybe you're rich and famous. You're, mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe you're happier too. Mm-hmm. But the regret of leaving the other shit behind that yeah. you knew you were happy,
yep.
that shit's gonna hurt, bro.
And we talk about this a lot, but the red string theory. Mm. So there's this Japanese legend of the red thread of fate. So that means there's a red thread connected around her pinky and then it foils away and intertwines with another person.
Mm.
So that's how we meet.
That's the Japanese theory, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what if you go five years in the future and then you don't meet those people?
You break
anymore?
That string.
Exactly.
You break that string. Because, okay, do you think, like that's that red string theory,
yeah.
right? Do you think that's active every day in your life?
Yes, 100%.
Or does it ever like... change?
No, I think it's active all the time. Like right now it's winding down
yeah.
and some person is coming closer to me. That's how I think.
Word.
Yeah.
Because going into like the soulmate debate I had with Sasha fam,
yeah.
do you believe in a soulmate?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. And it connects to that like red thread thing.
Yeah. Fam, you know, there's a story about Miss Yi and Mr. Yi. Right?
Who's that?
So this is crazy.
Okay,
so
okay.
there's this couple in China, right?
Yeah.
And I think they're married now with like two twin daughters.
Mm.
So Mr. Yi mm-hmm. was looking through his wife's old photos.
Yeah.
Right? And then she saw a picture of them both in front of the May 4th square at the exact same time. So like Miss Yi was posed up
yeah.
and in the back you see Mr. Yi like this and he took his own photo.
No way.
Yeah, and now they're like their paths intertwined when they were teenagers.
Yo.
Yeah.
See, that's so sick because I always wonder, have I walked by my soulmate?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Have I walked by somebody that I'm going to know later on in life?
I feel like you and Josh are definitely soulmates.
Yeah, nah, I think that's you.
We're meant to be
friends.
Because like there's this thing where psychiatrists say that like you know you a person is from your past life is because whenever you're together time doesn't feel like anything.
Yeah.
So like I know you and Josh, like you guys can not talk for a year,
yeah,
but when you pick back up
that
it's like the same.
That happened before, fam. That happened
oh,
like I, we weren't talking for a while and then all of a sudden like yo, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the same shit.
Exactly. That means like he was from your past life.
Yeah, yo, because it's so crazy, fam. I don't know. Like, what if some people? I always think about my past life, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you go back into your past life and then like you've been through all these places, maybe that's when you had the deja vu, and you're like, I've been here because of my past life, fam.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so crazy because. I like sometimes I go to like, let's say I went to Hawaii and I saw the waves, right?
Yeah.
Damn, sometimes in my soul, I really feel like I felt this before. Like I've been here before.
Word.
Somewhere, somehow.
Damn, that's crazy. I didn't know
But that. Maybe that's just me like really loving movies.
Yeah. Like,
you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
But who knows, bro? Because you know that special feeling you have where it feels almost like it's something transcendent. You know that feeling? You know my feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you get it when you're praying. Sometimes you get it when you win something, right? You have a feeling of almost transcendence where it's not this plane, right?
Yeah. And it's like, you feel just, I don't know, just genuinely like, in your body, it just feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, like butterflies.
Yo, so I have a story for you, fam.
Okay, bad.
So get this. So every night before I go to bed, what do I do?
You pray.
I pray, right?
Yeah.
So I did this prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something in my head, this is so weird, bro. Something in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. God doesn't speak English.
Oh, yeah.
I said that to myself.
Yeah.
I said that to myself. Mm-hmm. And take this in, right? God doesn't speak English. He can understand us, but he doesn't speak English. So I always think back, because all of these prayers before, they were translated from Latin, whatever, right? So many different languages, it was translated. Mm-hmm. So what if the prayer isn't the words itself, but the frequency,
the feeling
that we give out.
Yeah.
Right?
Based on your theory, if he doesn't speak English, how is he going to communicate with us?
Exactly.
Is it him putting the things in our life? That's how he communicates with us?
Mm-hmm. So what if that's it? Because I do believe in the frequency, something we can't see, right? Going to the string theory, some connection that brings us together.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Listen, language has only been a thing for how many years?
Yeah.
Right? Language is something that we create, the human race created.
Mm-hmm.
Language isn't something God created.
Fact.
In a sense, God created it because he created humans, but we created that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fam, if you think about it, God's not talking to us in English. He's talking to us in a different way.
Yeah.
And that shit like blew my mind for a second.
Yeah.
So take this in. I started praying, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't praying in English.
What?
I wasn't praying in English, fam. I don't know what it was.
Out loud?
Yeah. I started like praying and saying things, but I didn't know what the words were, but I felt it.
What the fuck?
Dead ass. Like, no
real
joke.
Shit?
No joke.
Nah, that's scary.
It's not scary, though. It's not scary.
It's not scary, but it's like, wow, that's like...
Listen. It's like, it was a weird feeling of, I'm so connected.
Damn.
Yeah, and take this in, because I think I talked about this before on the podcast.
Yeah.
Some Christians, when they do pray and they get in a really deep state of prayer, they start in speaking tongues. They start speaking tongues.
So you spoke
I don't
tongues?
Know if that's tongues, though. That's the thing. I don't know, because I don't know what that is. But bro, maybe, who knows? That's why it's so crazy, right?
Nah, that blew my mind.
Because when that happens, you're like, yo.
Were you awake when you did this?
I was awake.
What the fuck?
Deadass.
What the heck? I can't even wrap my mind around that, fam. I think if I started doing that, I would like
you'd break scare out yourself
and get scared.
Yo, okay, I have another story for you, right?
Okay.
I feel like sometimes in my dreams, they're like lessons I'm gonna need later in life, right?
Okay.
So I had this dream before, and I was like walking into a basement, and I saw like Mother Mary.
Yeah.
But I got scared.
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't know who it was. I got scared. But it was Mother Mary. It was the figure of her, right?
Yeah.
And I got scared and I ran away.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and it was like, it was a bad feeling, right?
Oh, shit.
But I had another dream, a similar dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her again. But this time, something told me, like, do not be afraid.
Oh, she was because, more welcoming?
No, it's not that she was more welcome. It was the same.
Mm.
It was me.
Mm.
So it was almost as if, like, trying to warn me, you should not be afraid of these things because you're going to need to know, right? Because you can't be afraid, right?
Yeah.
Can't be afraid. If something happens like that, what's our instant reaction? Whoa, what the heck is this, right?
Yeah.
But if you really want to get into it, if you really want to explore that whole frequency, bro, you got to be brave, right?
That's crazy.
It's like, this is a true, I'm not making this shit up.
Yeah.
I'm not making this shit up. This is true.
Holy smoke.
And you know I wouldn't lie, fam.
Yeah, you don't. Because you know those people that say that they've seen Bloody Mary? But yeah, I remember I was in like grade 8 and this girl told me that she seen Bloody Mary and she was describing it for me. She was like, okay, it was like the one you see in the Bible, but her eyes were just bloody red.
Whoa.
And I was like, there's no way, bro. So, and I always stayed away from that.
Yeah.
And when I was in the mirror, I would never like, if you say Bloody Mary 3 times, right? That's the thing. And I would never want to be in a mirror in dark, right?
Yeah.
So I would always run away from that shit. So I'm like, fuck, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, it's scary, fam.
No, because those things, like when you hear things as a kid.
Yeah. You're going to believe it.
Yeah, I do believe it, bro. Because it's like low-key, it's traumatic.
Yeah, it is.
Because when I watched Chucky, we talked about this. When I watched Chucky, I had Chucky in my nightmares, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I had Chucky in my nightmares. And like, I didn't want to mess with no dolls.
Exactly.
And because of freaking Hereditary, I didn't want to mess with like cults, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that shit, it does influence us. Yeah. And I feel like when you put yourself out and then trying to kind of take that kind of view on things, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of messes with your head. Yeah. But it's fun, bro. It's fun.
Fun?
It's fun, fam. Low key, it is fun.
I guess.
Cause it's that sense of like you it's the unknown. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm an adventurous style.
Like, you are adventurous.
I like the unknown.
Cause anything that's new to me, I'm still like, okay, let me ease my way into this.
Mm.
But like, if that shit started happening unexpected, I feel like I would start freaking out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good with stuff like that. Just happens like that.
Where?
Right?
Yeah.
I have to build up to like, let me prep. Mm. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yo, that was me when I went to the basketball game.
Which one?
And then all the supporters came.
Yeah.
Bro, that was me because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I have rare occasions where I get in a position where I don't.
And you just freeze.
I freeze up.
Yeah.
I think that was the first time I froze up in a sense.
Word.
But it's not that I froze up. It's like, whoa, this is like, this life is a video game, bro. what's going on?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like what's going on?
You ever get those realizations? It's like, damn, life is so good, fam.
Yeah.
Is this real? You ever get that?
I had that one on my latest cottage because I was just, what do you call this? Like, fucking life is blessed. Like, it's a nice summer day. And I was literally, I laid down in, like, the field and, like, just heard the waves and shit.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, yo, life is actually blessed, fam.
But your eyes.
No, I wasn't.
But you're turned, bro. That's why.
Okay, I was turned, but, like, at the same time, I was like, yo, life is actually blessed,
fam. Nah, this guy off the shits, bro. That's why. Everybody else knows what you're talking about, fam. Everybody knows that feeling.
Okay, but like sober, I think I've had many of those moments too.
Yeah.
Like after getting a job, oh, yo, life is blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like when you're just surrounded by family and you're at like going to Chick-fil-A with my friends, I'm like yo, life is blessed, fam.
Chick-fil-A with your friends.
Yeah, no, real shit. I went to Chick-fil-A after shopping and I felt so good. Like life was just blessed.
Word.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was like stress-free. Like summer's over, but it's not to me, you feel me? But like it felt good.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I always get that sense of okay. You know how they say time actually passes faster when you're relaxed and it passes slower when you're stressed out. You
slower. Know that? Oh yeah. 100 fam. Listen, when you're doing an essay and it's due that day and you haven't started,
you finish it so quick.
No, but like time, it's like it's giving you more time and shit. It's like it never, time goes so slow.
Oh, true.
To me. Yeah. That's to me.
No, it's the opposite. Oh yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause when you're stressed out.
Exactly. You're always thinking of it and you're always looking at the time.
Yeah. It's slower.
Yeah.
Cause I think I heard this from Just Kidding News actually. Mm-hmm. They were talking about how anytime you work out, when you work out, how does the workout go? It goes slow. Yeah, time is slow because you're doing jump, you're doing the freaking, you know what I mean? The reps.
Yeah.
Dog. And then you look at the time, it feels almost a second is like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Fam, on the treadmill, I had to check I had my phone and my timer.
Yeah.
And I checked it because I was like, there's no way these are going at the same time.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I'm here for 30 minutes on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Right?
It feels long as fuck because you're kind of like, oh man, I got to finish this.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. But those times where you're relaxed, in a relaxed state, you're watching a movie, you're just kicking it on your bed, you check your phone, whoa, what the hell?
Fam,
time passed.
I have a secret hack whenever I'm working out and I want to like pass the time.
Yeah.
I just start daydreaming.
Why?
Because like daydreaming, whenever I have a daydream during the day, I can pass so much time.
Yeah, just
me thinking about scenarios, right? So on the treadmill, I'm daydreaming, fam. And then like time, oh shit, 10 minutes already? Bless, I'm out of there. And it doesn't feel like anything
because
I'm just having a good time daydreaming.
Yeah. Yo, life hack for people. If you want to get more creative and if you want to get some ideas, take some time to literally sit on your couch or something and not do anything.
Yeah.
Like don't have a phone on you. Yeah. Don't have any distractions. Literally just you by yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you're going to start thinking of things.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere. things that you're gonna dig deep into your subconscious and pull some shit out. Like, damn, why did I think of that?
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's how it works. And you know where I learned this?
How?
I learned this from lifeguarding, bro.
Yeah, you guys are just sitting up there, like, doing, looking at the time, bro.
Yeah, we're watching people. We're making sure everybody's good. And then, like, while I'm looking at everybody, I'm, like, thinking, okay, I'm obviously thinking, yeah, y'all, yeah. You know, I'm thinking about people, but at the same time, I'm putting, like, I wonder how their life is going, you know?
You just imagine, yo, what do you think he's doing after this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the exact feeling that I got. Yeah. And it kind of taught me to just be okay with just nothing happening. Be okay with just, like, the present.
Serenity?
Just the present, yeah. Because there's a lot of kind of zen you can get from it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good feeling you can get from it, and you can pull positive things from your mind.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to come up with a new idea, if you want to come up with a new design, if you want to come up with a new philosophy, whatever it may be, freaking, who's the guy, Sir Isaac Newton? The apple fell on his head. He was chilling, cooling it, bro. Yeah. And an apple fell on his head. He's like, damn, gravity.
Yeah. You know? A lot, yeah. And I've had that creative block. And then as soon as I got away from the city, and I literally, like, went to three cottages straight. So I was surrounded by nature.
Yeah, yeah.
So at some points in that trip, I had to chill out. Mm. And you feel me? And I wrote down some shit, and I'm like, I'm about to drop some new shit. So
word. Okay. Yeah. So would you say, because remember I told you before,
I know,
about the city.
No.
So was I right or
no? I still prefer the city.
Really? You still prefer the city?
I got tired of the country life after, like, my second trip, fam.
Really?
Yeah. It's cool for, like, a day or two, but my whole life there, I don't think I could do it.
Damn.
It's too peaceful.
I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm the opposite. I get tired of the city.
Why, though, fam? It's like, there's always something happening.
No, but it's so much of the same shit that's happening.
I guess.
Maybe it's because I spent so much time in the city that the outdoors is something new. Word. Maybe for me, or maybe
that might have been it.
Maybe that's what it is, or maybe it's something to do with, like, shit. Maybe in my past life, I was some next, like, explorer. Yeah. You know, I like the outdoors. I don't know.
You know what I looked up? I was like, remember you said someone died on your birthday, so you reincarnated. Yeah. So I looked up my shit.
Yeah,
it was like a German tennis player.
Word.
And I'm nice at tennis. I'm like,
oh yeah, you are nice at tennis. Yeah,
I'm like gifted at tennis, low key.
Yo, you should play more, fam.
Yeah, low key, I should
do it.
I know. Shout out my grandpa for that too.
Hey, yeah. But yo, I still like the city, fam. Mm-hmm. But I think if I'm ever in the city, it's got to be somewhere where there's, like, greenery, or, like, it's got to be, like, the waterfront or some shit.
Okay, yeah.
For me.
When we were both in, like, the cottage, I seen Carlos at his truest form. that is at the campfire. Bro was, like, randomly in the afternoon, he would sit on the ground and just look.
Yeah, look at the stars, bro. Yeah,
and it was cool. Like, what I pictured in my mind of Carlos doing around nature, it was perfect. Like, it was so much. I have a video of one I took in the campfire when you're, like, you're having literally a podcast with all my friends.
No, I was.
Should I drop it? Because I'll put subtitles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, because we're talking about some real shit, bro.
Hold on. I have to show you. Hold on. Just listen.
Yeah, we're talking about some real shit, bro. I remember Marshall asked me a question.
About religion. Look.
Yeah. And then listen. I snapped.
That God works with other people. Fam, we were having religious talk. No,
because Marshall told me something, right? We can say it here.
Yeah.
So listen. Marshall said, like, he said he might not believe in God because
some people don't get the benefit of the doubt.
No, some people are born with, let's say, disability, or they're born in very harsh situations. Mm-hmm. And then my way of combating that was, yo, listen. What if he put those people for us to learn from?
Yeah.
That's what I said to him, which is so true, bro.
I know, but it's dark. It's dark and twisted in
a way. It's dark, but it's true. Like, look at it. Yeah. That's life, right?
Yeah.
That's life. And if you look at it on that way, then maybe they're meant to bring a good out of it.
Yeah. I know. That's life. That statement, that's life, is the most controversial shit ever.
I know.
Because we can just blame anything on that's life.
I know. That's a thing. That's a thing.
It's hard,
but that's kind of like, that's why there's so many different philosophers. Exactly, that's why there's so many different, like, I guess, theories on life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If everyone was the same, like you said, like, then what do we learn from? We're just going to be stagnant.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Damn, bro. I always want to, like, some way, I wish I could time travel, fam.
Time travel?
You know what? My new fucking aesthetic. Because remember I said
Space Cowboy?
Dog, I just want to dress like a time traveler, fam.
What?
Like eventually I want to dress in like freaking like the 40s type of clothing.
And then, in 2000s?
I want to look and I have like Apple Watch on me, you know what I mean? Like,
that's gonna be the biggest head bust,
Loki. Yeah, like dress like a time traveler. So yeah. I'm walking around in public, like, yo, why is that guy like that?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a head bust, bro. That's a head bust. But it also looks like cosplay.
Yeah, it does. You're gonna be out of play, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like cosplay in real life, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it's like usually the anime and like the cartoon stuff?
Yeah.
Cosplay real life.
Yo, I seen this prank, man. This guy, he walked by some people and he's like, yo, what year is this? Right? And he's like, it's 2020, whatever. I mean, 2021.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. He walked away.
The twin?
Yeah. Yes, and he brought his twin. And his twin came through. And it's like, yo, I'm in the wrong year, blah, blah, blah. Because he was walking, right? He was walking past them.
Yeah.
And they kept walking. His twin came around.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, what year is it? Blah, blah, blah.
And then the guys were like,
yo.
No lie, if I saw that too, I would be like, yo,
I would have tripped out, bro. Yeah. I would have tripped out.
Actually, no. I've seen so many YouTube pranks that I would look for a camera first.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I think this generation is so like, whenever something is like disbelief in front of our eyes, we always like...
We're so aware.
Yeah, we like, look, is there a camera right there?
Yeah. But yo, fam. Okay. I heard this theory, right?
Yeah.
That time travel is real.
Okay.
And all of the things that happen could have been worse, but the time travelers fixed it, just like the TVA, fam.
Oh.
You know, in Loki?
Yeah.
So, Loki. Oh, shit. Loki. Other Loki. Okay, anyways. So let's say something crazy was going to happen, like a world war, whatever, right? Time travelers, like, there's people that have access to time travel and changed it in such a way so that it would stop that, but continue life as is. So maybe the bad things in life are meant to happen because the worst shit might have happened.
Oh, shit. The whole time you were thinking about that, I don't know why this came to my mind.
Yeah.
But there's this theory about London Tipton being a former Hogwarts graduate.
London Tipton?
Yeah. Why when you said time travel, that's all I thought about.
London Tipton? Okay, go.
But yeah, that's the theory. It's like, why we didn't see her like her dad in the whole Suite Life on Deck.
Yeah.
Because they were working in the Ministry of Magic. And in the Suite Life on Deck, when Voldemort's name was mentioned, she was like, huh. And she like freaked out. She was shocked, fam.
So London Tipton's a freaking
Hogwarts graduate.
She's a wizard, dog.
Yeah. And now that she's like, she's dumb in real life because she's finally learning the ropes of real life.
Word.
And not the wizard life.
Yeah. Yo, I have a theory for a Suite Life, fam.
Oh, me too. No. Is it the 666 one?
Nah. This is just a fun one. So my theory is that they made London Tipton the dumb girl.
Yeah.
And they made, what's
Maddie,
your name?
Maddie,
the smart girl, to break the stereotype of blondes are dumb and Asians are smart.
Oh.
So they switched it. So they made the Asian girl dumb and the blonde girl smart.
Oh, that makes sense, man.
Right? They changed the stereotype because that was a stereotype for a long time.
Yeah.
Even in the movies that were coming out at the time, Legally Blonde, all these movies that came out, they're making fun of blonde girls, right? Making fun of blonde girls like, oh, they're not as smart, blah, blah, blah. So many blonde jokes, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So they switched it, bro. And they made the Asian girl dumb.
Fam, literally the first episode is Maddie wanting to tutor the London about math.
Yeah.
It's math.
Yeah.
It's math first.
That's why it's crazy. Crazy.
Okay, yo, no, this is a crazy one. That the Suite Life on Deck universe is part of the Illuminati.
Whoa.
You seen this
one?
Okay, yo. So on the chalkboard behind Cody in one of the scenes, it's spelled out Illuminati. Right?
Oh, shit.
And okay, and Zach was having problems with girls. Mm-hmm. And so Cody was like, okay, yo, for every time a girl asks you a question, always say the number 6.
Oh, why?
Right? And then he's like, okay, yo, what do you think about that girl over there? A 6. And he's like, how's your day today? From a 1 to 10? 6.
Word.
The last one. It was like, yo, some other question? And he's like, 6.
Yo, what the hell? That's 666,
666. And then it ended. It ended just like that, fam.
Nah, it ended the scene?
It ended the scene like that. That was the closing scene.
Nah, something's off, bro.
Fam, it's... And he was explaining the importance of the number 6, Cody.
What the fuck? See, yo, there's some shit with Disney, fam.
Damn, Disney is crazy.
There's some shit with Disney and the Illuminati, man.
Disney is crazy, bro.
There's so many different hints about that shit. Like,
yeah.
And especially, yo, in one scene in Aladdin.
Oh, I think I've seen this too.
You saw this? Yeah. Bro. So freaking in Aladdin, right? There was a scene where Jasmine just shows up and Aladdin whispers the words, "Take off your clothes." We're like, why? He whispered, "Take off your clothes." Why would he whisper that, right? Yeah. So the theory goes that the Illuminati, quote unquote, put that in to pervert the young. So that's why everybody, like, and it kind of makes sense, yo. Because they really sexualize everything we see in cartoons, television, music videos. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's all present. And we grew up watching that shit.
Yeah.
And we came out the way we are. So we feed into that.
Yeah. You know, remember I was telling you about WAP. I was like, yo, why do you think they made the music video like that or a song like WAP? And they're like, fam, that's what the industry wants. Like, that's what sells.
That's what sells, bro. It's crazy, oh, man.
It actually is.
They perverted us, bro.
Damn. Pepe Le Pew? Fuck you, dude.
All right, you want to end it there?
Yeah, let's end it there.
All right, thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump. More announcements? You got something?
Nope, just make sure to subscribe and turn on post notifications so you don't miss anything. We're about to be back.
Check out my vlogs if you guys haven't already. Link in the description.
Yep.
Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.